This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to Unscripted. Quick note before we begin. The cast and crew will accept zero responsibility or liability for any decisions that listeners make after listening to us, be that good or otherwise. Honestly, people, do not take life advice from us, as we are not experts in anything useful. We're simply here to share our opinions and hopefully provoke thought and not wrath. And of course, if we hurt your feelings, that will be addressed at some point in life. But hopefully today is not that day. So listen responsibly and enjoy. Yes, I.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hey, welcome again. Yet another episode of Unscripted. What is it? Episode 6?
About that.
Oh, I keep count. Yeah, episode 6.
Well, I'm new. I don't know.
You're new. No, you're not new. Stop it.
You're
brand new.
Yeah, welcome again, folks. I don't know. Coffee is the name, hosting is the game. Joined, of course, by the great, illustrious Rodney Campbell.
Illustrious.
Google that.
Come back again with it, yo, Craig.
International record dancer, superstar, Craig T.
Bless up.
And of course, the beautiful, the talented,
gifted,
the opinionated DJ YOLO.
Yeah.
What's good?
I'm here. I'm good.
You had fun last week. You come back for more murder.
I'm scared this week.
You should be, because Randy never said it.
Exactly. Not in a bad way, no, Randy.
You're scared.
She's scared. Is that good scared?
No, it's more like, okay.
We never talked about this earlier.
You're also opinionated. So
me?
Like, yeah.
You never make a woman good scared before.
I know not about you speak.
Kirk, tell us about good scared.
Like, educate us.
No. We have things to talk about.
Yeah, people who look forward to being afraid.
Plato,
and next episode. Tell us.
There are people who look forward to being afraid of me.
People at the rush.
Yeah. And it's not Stockholm syndrome. I know that's where we're gonna go there. But yeah. We're there, all at Jai. How's the past week for everybody? We're good, all the family, how's still?
Good man. All things bright and good.
Alive and broke.
Mm. It's my birthday.
Yay!
Happy birthday.
Yes. So
happy birthday, my friend.
I played one more year on air today. Not on air, but in my bathroom. It just
Didn't work
such
this morning.
A special song. No, I took the morning off. You guys didn't hear that.
You took the but you're here with oh.
You guys more
so,
special.
So
I'm that special. I'm that special.
They cannot
like
notice. I don't feel no older. I don't feel no different.
You're still 21, so.
Yeah, man, I'll work with that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm afraid for ask you a little. I ask you a little age off here. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that turf on camera.
But I don't know why people are afraid to say.
You're comfortable saying your age?
And yes.
Tell us how old are you, because you look like 22.
Nah.
Oh, she's 23?
33.
Yeah, man, 23.
Yo.
I'm kidding, I'm 33.
Yo.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, man.
YOLO is 33.
You don't need. Trust me, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're here among friends and the most. You really don't need to sort of like big woman of yourself. You know what I mean?
Wait, before
33,
just shift your, because your
on.
Hair is
come
being
on.
A bag of remixing.
Come
on,
bro. Come
yeah.
on.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
There's no stretch that can put you all the way at 33. So that's
big. I mean, yo, if you're at 33, you look good for 33, man.
Yeah,
I believe
that's
you.
That's respect.
Big up,
I don't
big
believe
up at 23. Yo.
But
you look good, full stop.
That
thank
is
you.
It.
Because enough 32 year old woman know that.
Yeah, enough of that.
There I are to know that you don't come off look, the shelf after 13.
Enough of them look all like
you want me to know.
No,
you know.
No, in general, sometimes people just make it seem like once you reach 30, as a woman, it's like you're gone downhill for some reason. Not, like you're not this, so not desirable not or woman. Something.
Yeah?
Even if you look good.
Wear them t-shirts.
This is what you see.
No, that's what women tell you as women.
I mean,
no matter what, we don't judge yourself.
It's like them, it's like them door.
Gone down here or something.
Oh, what was
saying again? Not desirable.
It's like them.
They're not desirable.
I'm mad.
Generation.
Mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
You like
big up over 30. Big up over 30. We are gone down.
But there are three men. There are three men on the panel.
Yeah.
No, three men.
Three men?
Mm-hmm.
Jamaica with it.
Right.
Three men is. Right?
It can work.
No, if you are. If you had to vote, would you say under 30 or over 30?
Woman?
Yeah.
Over 30.
Over.
So
why?
Why? Mm-hmm. I can tell you from my personal experience.
Excuse me.
When you're young, you think young and you do young shit. So, I mean, when somebody in their 20s make a mistake, accidentally have 14 boyfriend or accidentally get a baby to the wrong person.
Accidentally, boy.
You know what I mean? I can accept that. When you're at that age, you will make those mistakes. I don't want to go through that with another person. I don't want to grow somebody up. I want somebody who's mature enough to meet me on my level.
Yeah.
So automatically, they look up in the out of the question for me.
You
Under 30, mm-hmm. I have a whole heap of energy. They have a whole heap more energy, but
over
30, know what to do with them energy.
What kind of energy?
Hey,
wild energy.
Physical energy.
Okay.
Physical energy.
I thought this was unscripted. I want to know.
Craig is being general, but I mean, those who know Craig well enough will know exactly what he's talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
But you know what's interesting? So I've been seeing clips here and there of, you know, the whole Pop the Balloon show and whatnot, right? And funny enough, you mentioned women making mistakes in their 20s. And let's say one of those quote-unquote mistakes would be having a child and now you're in your 30s looking for a partner and whatever. Now the available men that are actually looking for someone now says, okay, well, you didn't make good decisions, hence you now have a child and now you're in your 30s as a single woman looking for somebody. Where that it always boggles my mind. I'm like, where's the grace for making that kind of a mistake, and should we even call it a mistake? Where is it coming back from it? Why is it that
not some consumer
men...
brand
that.
Grace, not food.
I want to get into the real meat of the matter. Can you touch on piece of it, making a mistake and having a child? And that Pop the Balloon show is picnic.
Not just. It's a wide array of different
things.
Yeah, ages.
But if you chances are you wouldn't see somebody. One of us on the Pop the Balloon show because
mm-hmm.
we're gonna see that as too juvenile for us.
True.
You're not gonna find a real meaning for it. You can, but it's unlikely you'll find a real meaningful relationship in a situation like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's really for entertainment, if we're gonna be honest about it. So,
right.
You remember,
I don't take it too seriously. Yeah, exactly.
Like,
we can't wait to tell the grandkids we met on Pop the Balloon.
Yeah.
Or a dating show.
That won't happen.
Exactly.
So, typically what I get is people who are not really mature enough can say, yeah, I'm going to take on a woman and I pick me. And if you're in a position where you're not comfortable doing that, it's okay if you say it from the gate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But half of the men nowadays seem to not want a woman with children or a child.
Because
so that leave
home. Because some questions are justified. A lot of men are justified. One time gone, it was just me like you like me.
Mm-hmm.
Done. I would get together, if it worked, it worked. Now I have to start analyzing why you might be attracted to me specifically.
And not talking about
if we forget married,
mm-hmm.
what that means. No, we are scripted out. So you see, you with a 10-year-old at 30, and you're single, I may ask you then, all right, you've been single. From your 20 till now, you're still... The man, the father gone, but from 20 till now, you never able to find any man who would, at this point, be with you for the past. I need to check out what I got. Something else, because just in my mind, it's not just you having a child why nobody never be with you from 20 till now and stay with you.
There has to be more.
There's something else. So, it's not your child.
What I mean, the thing with
it's just a
children too, is that they come with father. So.
Yeah.
Right, so.
They don't want to deal with that kind of stress they have.
Yeah.
And dealing with his family.
Baby mama drama, right? Baby daddy drama. Nobody wants that.
So that leaves the woman to do what now? And to be
find somebody who's willing to work with it.
Which is a very small amount of
money. Yeah, or be comfortable by yourself. Oh, why?
You count them?
Well, I don't even know. I listen to other person's experiences. I have so many single friends.
Yeah, but
friends
a lot of the single friends
too.
With mothers, you ask yourself, girl. You know that friend, that one there, she difficult to deal with, you know. So, if she difficult to deal with, it not have nothing to do. She will always tell you, say, but them man, nowadays, no one, woman, it's not about that. A she, because if you do something, she don't tell a man about her child at all.
She'll be lying, though.
No, she might be found to be difficult anyway to take it.
So you say if she's nice and has a good character in other countries.
Some of the time, it's just about, oh, you and I and the child, you start to give me a whole list. Oh, you expect me to deal with this youth? You want me to be him father? When him father play a good role? You want me to treat him like him is my child, but yet if I say to him, hey, you can't do that, you know, you want to tell me, no,
you can't
that's your duty.
Yeah.
So we have to understand when we talk about man and take up woman with children, is what kind of woman you be with a child that determine what kind of man you going to have in your life.
So there's automatically a certain amount of baggage that comes with a child, but I don't think that is the sole detractor. That's not the only thing that women come and say, yo. I can't use words like detractor in right now, I can start googling.
Detractor.
That won't be the only reason why I'm going to
say that. Detractor.
Detractor, yeah, absolutely.
That's farming.
No.
Farming business.
No.
Back
one. Oh
now.
My God.
No.
I'm going to punch you every now
and then.
Yeah, leave her alone. What I'm saying is, that won't be the only reason why somebody will decide to say, they won't choose to be with this person. Chances are, it might be a contributing factor, but the rest of it will have to play a part because one, you have some people who can automatically from a 5-minute conversation with them, you can tell them they're really responsible.
True.
Them not really take accountability, which that's something we need to get into. But this, in the grand scheme of things, on the surface, you will always say, if you have a kid, it's a no-no for me.
Yeah.
Everybody have them deal breakers, cool. But there are exceptions to every rule. It just really depends on if you get to know the person and you get to like them, you might decide to say, I can't deal with this.
Yeah.
So she needs to remember she don't want to be that child.
Absolutely, but still understand
it's
that
you've never been a deal breaker.
Question.
Yeah, but
one to the man who was stepfather, I don't know. I think them a father.
No, we're going in a real situation.
All right.
One to the man them. What Craig said again, Craig?
Who was stepfather, but think them a father. They were really the biggest stepfather, but they don't know.
So technically, them supposed to celebrate the Monday after Father's Day. Stepfather's Day.
But we don't know.
But if you don't know, you don't know.
You wouldn't know because you're not a stepfather.
My stepfather too.
Your stepfather too?
Too.
Oh, but
as well, yeah.
Everybody celebrate at the same time. Yeah.
And after a while,
can
you know that's
a
stepfather.
Please.
As a woman, all right. On your story, right?
Mm.
Let's say we've been going together and whatever, right?
Let's.
Sounds fascinating.
About 10 years, right? And I just sat you down one day and I said to you, you know, little Jimmy is not your child. Jimmy is probably 7. And I'm breaking news to you that, you know, I had some infidelity in the past when we were together. And this child is not your child. What do you do next? How do you deal with that?
I don't know. Straight up. I don't know. I don't know how I would deal with that.
What goes through your mind?
Several things. And it's not going to be an immediate response either. It's going to be several things will continue going through my mind for a few maybe years out.
Never for the rest of your life.
Oh, so
maybe
you're, for the rest stay, of your life. You're staying around. You're staying
it depends on the relationship. It depends on the quality of the relationship outside of that information.
Mm-hmm.
If
okay. This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Okay, so, and this is personal, of course. Before I got married, that is a question that I answer, that I ask myself all the time. I've been married twice. This is my second marriage now.
Mm-hmm.
If I cannot stay with this person, or if I find out that this person has been unfaithful, quote unquote, if I cannot say that I would stay and I wouldn't get married to that person.
It's a good question.
Right. So, basically, I have made up my mind that this is the person that I wish to build with. If along the way, fuck with one,
mm-hmm.
yeah, address it as it come.
As it come. So be it. Of course, there are instances where it's something that cannot be forgiven. So respect is really the most important thing. It's not just the act, but is the way in which the act was done, the way in which we treat each other after the act was done or after the act is now exposed. Like, these things have weight in how you manage it. But,
so what about a relationship with a child? Like, would that be weird after the act?
You can't tell off the top.
That,
I mean,
yeah, that is a difficult one. I can't say.
I imagine it would change, but you probably wouldn't be able to.
Right. I wouldn't
tell that you are acting differently.
Right. And I might not want it to change, but there are certain things that
you can't control. This
precise
human responses to.
Precisely.
Yeah.
I mean, we are human.
I mean,
at the end of it.
It's also dependent on the child too. I mean, you said 7, so that's really young. I mean.
Yeah.
It could be like a teenager who is an asshole. And like, you just say, "Pam, my fuck you, my fuck off! I don't really need for you this."
Depends on the quality of the
relationship. It could be a situation like that.
Yeah.
But it could also be somebody that you really have a lot of love and respect for.
Mm.
And you want to see that person move forward in life, and you just make up your mind and say, "Oh, you know what?
You're gonna stay.
Make a help you."
Yeah.
You
but
know?
You can
but
never
you don't,
trust her again, though.
You don't know that. Especially in a situation like
that.
She
kept
that
from you
Especially in a situation like this, where you bring the person and you say, "Yo, you sit them down and you come clean." It's not like my find out and nah. If you can come to me straight up and say, "Yo, as a big man, not you, yo, we violate at this point," and I would be more inclined to trust
you. That you paint.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we don't
know. You know, a long time I see you as your parent. Like, I give you the floor in 1 minute.
No,
what I'm saying to
you,
Lois. What I'm saying to
you,
Lois.
Remember what she did say.
Yeah, man, I remember.
Okay.
Yolo,
mm-hmm.
Have you ever been cheated on?
Yes.
Do you trust the person after that? Any at all?
No, because I found out after the exit.
Yeah.
So, not during.
What? You see? No, I get me that trouble.
So I wouldn't stay if I knew that.
You wouldn't. That means I would stay, but do you trust the person? Because I mean,
no.
I trust people to be people. So for me, it's different.
What
because,
trust mean?
Yeah, so for me, I don't. My trust don't mean I expect you to be infallible. I don't expect you to not make mistakes and do dumb shit. I trust you to be a human and make mistakes because that's what we are.
Precise.
Is it because in your mind you feel like I'm also going to mess up? So
I don't see
stepping outside of lines.
Outside of which line?
I don't
which
game
line
I play. It's black and white as we make it see. As we make it see.
Rodney,
I go against what me and Craig say right now.
Moa, say one thing first. My wife don't have nothing to do with who me fuck or who me don't fuck, you know.
Absolutely.
Nothing at all.
Currently or?
Currently, right now. Nothing at all. She has nothing to do with that. Decision is mine and mine alone.
You mine too. Mine alone. It's the same for you too.
It's the same for you.
It's just like
he have nothing to do with me.
Because he's not going to have to know. Yes.
Alright, we just want you to remember how we ended up here.
What we're saying is, trust people to be people. Don't expect them to be infallible. Yeah. What you need to do is set the baseline. I understand where Craig is coming from, and I agree to some degree. Just set the baseline.
I feel like once you have respect.
Set your boundaries. It's been a long time I talk about that, man. Set your boundaries. Yeah. And respect other people's
and
boundaries.
That is,
and be no, transparent meaning, about
when you
boundaries.
Have respect for someone, to me, respect comes before love in a way. So,
100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm learning this as I go through my own marriage.
But we're going to go down this love road and it'll go weird. But for me, people use love as an excuse and they use love as control, as a method of control.
Right. And at the end of the day, you cannot control a human being, another human. You cannot own another human being. It's not yours. No matter how much you want to tell you say you're a pussy, it's not yours. No matter how much you want to say,
your vagina?
It's your
pussy.
Vagina.
What we go about here?
No, it's only children of vagina. Woman have pussy.
Woman have pussy.
Yeah, it's only children.
Yeah.
Oh. Woman have pussy. Woman have pussy. So what I'm saying is that these decisions that you make are your own. You don't make them because of somebody else. You make them because of your own beliefs and your own
morals.
It's not so much morals. It's the boundaries are made based on who you see yourself to be and who you see yourself about to be.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? It don't have anything to do with the other person. If you are making your decisions based on another person, then something is wrong.
Yep. Yeah.
So you firstly have to respect yourself first.
Absolutely.
100%.
Be self-respect. So
absolutely.
100%.
If stepping outside of the lines, like I love to say, or cheating, or just being dishonest overall, then
cheating,
be disrespecting myself firstly before, you know,
absolutely.
The part.
And that is why you wouldn't
Which
do
I
it.
Wouldn't do
but
it.
Don't, exactly. but don't make because the other person, I mean, if you decide not to do it because they're talking about the other person unhappy, that really is you not wanting to deal with the unhappiness of the other person. So still, it come down to you not doing what you want to do. Not really not based on the other person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Rodney, you have your point a long time. My man, you're stewing.
No, because it's moving. So, you know, I think
about it. Well, let's start back to the point. Infidelity,
oh.
Jacket. Yolo come and give you a jacket this
Yolo morning. Said 10 years.
Yeah.
We've been together. A child is 7.
Mm-hmm.
So we had 3 years.
Yeah. So in another 3 years, they should.
Well, 4.
She book her 2 and give
her
this
and this child come,
okay.
7. We have gone through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
10 years is not a joke, you know. We can
mm-hmm.
always say, oh, 10 years. You only know how long 10 years is if you're there with somebody 1 year. You know? You start realizing, yo, this long.
Mm-hmm.
If I could have continued in this relationship, no. In another 5 years, you're going to come and sit me down and tell me something else. If we have another child, the day you tell me you're pregnant, are you going to be upset when I say to you, is it mine this time?
She shouldn't be.
Why are you going to be
Why
offended? There's nothing that can come between us. Any little argument, the first thing they tell you, hey, my mother my opinion, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not supposed to even go there.
Why not?
Why?
It's true.
You gave me the entitlement to destroy what I thought was our relationship,
mm-hmm.
our trust, our 10 years,
no.
and more than
they
anything else. No, no, more than anything else, the product of what we claim. Because you say we're still together you know, and the child has 7. You know how long that means we're together. You have no reason can give me why I'm not out the door. I'm out. And don't tell me, oh, but look how long you've been in the child life. You need to go find the man who has been robbed by my fraud and yours
So he can have the opportunity to do what he was supposed to be doing. Don't blame me for leaving.
What if, and this is just, in this scenario, it would be my prerogative. But I was about to say, what if the father chose at the time not to be in the child's life? Again, my prerogative.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I could actually go back to the original father.
At the time, because remember me and you did there.
That's on rock.
Remember me and you did there. No, no, but me and you did there, you know.
That's all that mean, you're plan B.
No, but
Craig. In any instance, you are so plan B.
Craig, she was with me. Remember? She couldn't tell her next man to have plan B.
Hold on, wait. So, in the scenario, let's try to provide clarity. In the scenario that Craig was speaking to, he wasn't the plan B. He was the main man.
But I can't be the bum buckler at plan B.
So, Yolo, what I'm saying is, you know, your name there. And I can't speak for nobody else, but I've been in situations where your bucket when you're dropping or something accidentally. And you know, by the 10 feet,
yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, I mean,
a little situation going, something spring from it. Craig was assuming that was the case.
Yeah,
nothing is accidental. That's a different conversation.
Yeah, man, we understand. We know that. That is fair.
We discussed that another time.
We can't work with that.
But so he's saying that, yo, it's something that it wasn't deliberate manipulation. You never find yourself in a position where, because you're desperate, you ran to him. He thought something happened that you can't really account for, and you find yourself in a bad position, so you covered it up.
Mm-hmm.
That was his assumption.
Yes.
Now what you're saying is something completely different. Mm-hmm. So what you say is, you breed for Rodney, but Craig say, yo, my girl, I like your two of them looking, so they are going to come out look away, so find the next man get that you with them. And just try to find something
with
them.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, you decide to say, boy, for real, I have chigato, so. But I pass it on to Rodney.
So Rodney was. Mm-hmm.
You get what I said?
Okay.
At which point Rodney saying, you can't look by him and expect him to carry that burden there, which the truth is that
he has
the
choice, yes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Forever. Yeah.
There are two things where men feel like them don't have no choice in them. And babies are one of them.
No, but you say that choice thing.
A guilt you are
what
going
you need to
guilt
understand.
You are going to guilt me.
No, what
you to stay in it.
What the woman need to understand
no,
is that.
I just told you, I was upfront with you. It's late in the game.
7 years late?
No, yeah. Man, you're not up front. That's not
7 years
late. We're on about
that. So would you rather not know?
No.
Yeah. The rest of your life?
After 7 years?
You might as well
probably,
be sleeping.
Probably. Right. But what may I say is, what may I say though?
Deception can't hide forever.
Is what a woman need to understand is that the man have the choice forever after that. Mm-hmm. In other words, there's nothing that you can believe that child or you as the mother of that child is entitled to from that man.
Mm-hmm.
Is a refreshing, reoccurring choice that man have.
Mm-hmm.
If he choose to pay a school fee this month or this term, don't fucking feel set. Next term is a must that he do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it really is not his responsibility.
But most women will look at you and tell you, Craig.
She did. She did tell me that. She told me that.
When you say you done, them say, oh, you feel left.
Yes.
You are the only father him. No.
But yo, the look by your love.
Oh, you feel leave him.
I want to hear what she was thinking. What were you thinking just now?
I want you guys to know, I actually don't have a child currently. You know, these are, you know, scenarios. That's
all, all of this is. And she couldn't have a child, but anybody had listened. But you were saying.
Correct.
Okay. So I'm saying.
Wouldn't.
10 years ago.
Wouldn't.
And that's a
story.
What about his start?
Oh, she was a scenario. So
what
does that put
in scenario?
You made me forget my point.
No, so Craig said, yo, this is a choice. It's a recurring choice that a man makes forever.
Mm.
He has no obligation.
Okay. So this is my perspective. So I told you that this happened, and because of guilt, I really do feel awful about it and whatever the case is. Initially, had this was your actual child, you would have committed to being a father, a provider towards this child for forever.
Not even would have. I did commit to that.
Yeah. So I think the only time you are able to say, okay, I'm not going to be doing XYZ is if you choose at that point to leave the relationship, leave the child. You, to me, I think it's hard for you to just go back on your word after you
know. Can I?
Can I take this word? You know the reason why you never tell me when the child born said on my own? Because you knew you wasn't going to get out of me. The commitment and the stay with anymore. So you lied for years until we reach a stage where you know now.
But yo, it's hard for me to believe.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Second artist.
I appreciate that, but I love to use nature as my guide when I do things like this, when I explore things like this. So, in that animal kingdom, Zine, if you know how animals live, the women control the pride, them control the youth, them. Them go out, go hunt, come back. The man really does provide security.
Mm-hmm.
If the man is unable to secure the pride and a new male lion comes in, you know, and kill the offspring of the previous and breed them again. So you prefer me kill the offspring of the previous and breed it again or me get up and walk left on it? Because ultimately it's the same thing. When this man now, it's just nature.
So
we are unable to offer that level of commitment to something that is not of us.
This is completely different. This is a completely different conversation, because to me, the way this conversation is progressing is like what you're really asking is if I would continue in a relationship with a scoundrel, which is a completely different conversation. Like
a scoundrel.
If and use a child.
That time, use a child.
As reason to stay with this scoundrel.
You can't tell me nothing about my bumbuckle at work. My word was made on that with certain
parameters. False
tense. Yeah, me don't know nothing about. You mad? What kind of word? First of all, the first thing, before we even go this up, any bumbuckle thing you walk on me, you call me.
Hey.
Me gone. If you want some go back for my word, if you want some do this, if you want some that, if me see say I saw your stay, I'm gone.
Only
for
a woman would say is a dirty man to live.
No, I don't want an option again, she fuck up. me, and I don't mean fuck up, but it's as in she made a mistake. She is fucked up.
She's a fucked up person.
Yeah, she can't fix me.
That's true.
Yo, there's...
We talked about choices earlier.
Yeah, man, a different
thing. It's a specific choice you make. To make me sit down there.
That means
under the disguise and pretense. It's a specific reason why if you show me the man who you say is the father and a leeching breeder. Because if a leeching breeder, if you didn't even tell him that wanted, you didn't sit down with me 7 years.
That means
you don't sit down by leeching money.
That means sir,
you make a next choice again. He's a schemer, he's a scammer.
Exactly.
He's a
different conversation. This
you forget, you forget run down with that shit, man.
I love you, I know it's not here. Yeah, but a wicked girl, man. That means that means
and I two girlfriend know.
That means that the decision she made to tell you is a specific purpose. She made that decision for two.
Them girls are wicked. So that means there's something she after. Wicked.
Yo, there was a tweet. I'm trying to find the tweet a while ago. There's a tweet where a girl said, yo, if a man go look on her and tell her, say, I want paternity test on the baby, she'll pack up and she'll cut. And she'll lift
it.
If a man say, I want paternity test with her, I fear to look for a while ago. She said, yo, if a man say more paternity test for the baby, she is going to leave him, but also leave him with the baby.
Because she'll say a disrespect to ask her to suggest it.
She should. It's not a man.
Which is why
the amazing
mandatory testing would eliminate all that.
That's a solution.
I would hope that in that situation, that child is actually the man.
whichever way you have a choice, you go.
Because at that point, I believe that that child is in a better situation with the
bro, she can't say anything because she don't have a child.
There are some, you know, you bring up something that we have to talk about this too. There was a study, but I'm not ready for going at it. Let's talk about, you know the
study? Mandatory testing?
No,
different thing. No, nobody going there. We're not going there.
We're going to keep it on this paternity testing. Why do you think the women are? Because I have theories about why this thing happening. Mm-hmm. In some situations, it's really life and death for them. Because you're there with a bad man, but you don't love the bad man, but you're forced to be with a bad man. If you understand, get a life. Mm-hmm. You know them situation there. The dad say, I'm on, you can't tell the man say, I'm on. Mm-hmm. But the person we are really love, I'd like a nerdy who to live around the block or whatever. Mm-hmm. And your teeth and give peace like a nerdy every day. You can't tell the dance. Yeah, man, the tone of it then and the pitney. So, in some cases, it's life and death. In another case, it's literally just you breathe for a man over. And
literally. That's exactly why you can't be from a man over.
So you appreciate the one I said. The uptown youth, we're a nerd. And the Dan breeder in a real life. But if she tell the nerd you would say is an next man breeder, him gone. So as far as him concerned, a theme youth.
Financial responsibility, that's where I was going.
So the Dan still have the youth as theme.
Yeah.
Homeboy is still serene, but because them not always in others. So she even wicked, I know. Because you don't know what happened. A Craig breeder, I know. Yeah. I know the Dan are the uptown youth, you know. So our next man do that man? Because Craig only come from foreign, come spend.
Have you ever watched an episode of what? More.
Yeah, years ago, yeah.
That's what I mean. You mean there's a third man. Sometimes there's an eighth, ninth, and tenth man.
Skill, man.
Oh. I mean, that's what I give.
A father believe, a mother know. That means I tell you, when it comes to children, a father believe, a mother know. No, that's why they tell you, say, mother's baby. Fathers, maybe.
Yep.
You know what we use? Baby, look at me, you know. We use all them. We mother, we grandmother tell me about.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, a European.
Yeah, we can't know. She look like me.
We don't know.
We not gonna know.
The child that is to this day, my identical stamp completely is not in any way related to me.
Mm.
Got that.
When me say look like me, me mean and don't even have a fragment. So what that mean? A child who don't look like me is not my child.
A child
don't need to look like you, but if the things we use and a little bit of man sit down.
Mandatory testing.
In a Jamaica right now.
I believe.
From the picnic barn them up done, but them cannot ask.
I believe a son should have
gone. That's a solution. But what I say more go through some more showing. This, because I mean, once you start about it, I'm going to draw up stats and anything. You know me like them, like supporting thing.
Take time with the numbers, because I'm not good with numbers.
This is like a same game I'm going to play. So when they do paternity fraud globally, they must say, yo, countries where they go by a percentage of reported cases. So in Jamaica, we are still considered a third world country, which means probably less than one third of our population has done the paternity testing. Which means if we do more tests, we'll probably have to see increase. But I don't know how to talk about that. What I can say is, over the years.
I still find it hard to believe, I don't know why.
You do?
Yes.
That what?
We're going to explore that in a little bit.
Oh.
I don't find it hard to believe, but I understand why.
she's so
wholesome and innocent.
Forever optimist. I like it.
Alright, let me ask you for guests. So Jamaica is first with 34.6%, right?
Right.
Nigeria is second with 30%.
That one I believe.
Canada is third. Can you believe the percentage of third place?
What's the percentage?
It's a guessing game, you have to guess.
Yes.
Oh, guess the number for Jamaica?
No, well, no. Jamaica is 34, Nigeria is 30. Guess how much Canada is in third place?
Maybe 28.
28.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say, Rodney? Rodney says 7.
7.
What you say?
Shit, 7 is a lot.
About 12.
7 is a lot.
2.8%.
Yeah.
7.
Canada?
Yeah. Canada. Third place. So Jamaica that first with 34. Nigeria that second with 30.
I'm not believe.
Canada is in third. Yeah. 2.8%.
Canada used to be known as the family-oriented country, you know.
Yeah, so the disparity. You were saying not even make the thing. Because after some point, like, if you're below 0%, then just call it negligible. Yeah.
Why is that the case for Jamaica?
Fourth. And I go to the Jamaican name of the Canada to this, by the way. I'm just telling you. Wait. Fourth is UK. Better than the Canada is UK percentage.
0.3.
1.4. And I'm sure it's the Jamaican name of the UK added that. And the Nigerians.
Always say info. Sure. Jamaican man, you know, afraid of and frightened for woman. The majority of Jamaican men afraid of.
That's the root cause of it, you know.
Frightened for woman.
The root cause of it, we, culturally, and we need to change this. The man them feel like them can't say no to pum pum.
It's not the vagina. Forget the vagina.
Another.
You know, you and I been together. Mm-hmm. Where did it say again? 10 years, mm-hmm. Child of 7.
Right.
Me come sit down and say to you, tell me something. I just want to have a honest conversation with you. Do you tell my one?
Why this conversation would go left? I would go crazy and say, "Oh, you finna believe me?
Oh, can't believe you." Can you imagine after all these years? Remember, said the youth is not mine. But because we not really work it out yet. Just the thought of coming to you, any Jamaican woman you got to and say, if you're pregnant for your boyfriend and him ask if a theme, where they do?
The disrespect.
Yeah, who burn you up and throw gas for your light? Yeah. Because that is one of, from me, I grew up till now, one of the wickedest things you could ever say to a woman.
So
and you know why we don't say it? We not gonna test neither. So we don't say it. We don't test.
Just hold it.
We just hold it. Mm-hmm. And if we convince, we just go through.
Mm-hmm.
And more somebody said, yo, Mwa, just like you, you know.
So it's
and you hold that.
So we are hold it. But as him grow older, as him grow older, you know, we are see certain things that we are say.
You used to stay, sir.
How no, for come to you now at 7 years old and I'm telling you, so start, see. Clearly, son of my youth. So, got you, and the more me check for the youth, and the youth check for me, and we are going, Yeah. If you think the testing high, make it.
I mean the results, the outcome, no.
The results, no.
Yeah, man.
It's mandatory,
actually. No, mandatory might no. After 10 or 15 years.
So at what point does the mandatory kick in?
No, we don't have it.
It's not there yet, it's being proposed.
But meaning, let's say I'm now ready to have a child and, you know, a baby born and whatever.
Before the father signs the thing.
At birth.
The DNA test is done.
Just like other tests that are done, a standard on a child just born, that will become one of them.
And I believe it should
make sense.
First of all, I personally believe it should be.
I don't think it will.
You know, I used to have two minds about it, but no, honestly.
It's not it not gone because, as I said,
I don't think
I'm afraid of or frightened for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's not gone.
The right funders are going to try and fight it and tell you. Number one.
Can be dangerous.
No, it's
safety.
Safety and security. Gender based violence. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. And I've written about it. Show me the evidence in the past 30 years where all the prevalence of paternity fraud has led to or caused an increase in gender-based violence. When you can bring that to me, other than saying it might.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of man that I'm falling outside my jacket in a Jamaica for years.
Then just a blame gender-based violence.
Where are the stats for sure,
yeah, say come down to
most man.
Afraid and frightened
for. Is that, but I mean,
shame alone make a man old.
We don't have to wait for government for putting a solution. I think if we educate the youth, then. Personally, if we educate you, then one make them know, say, yo, you have an option. You see what I say? If you have a question, if you have a doubt, go pay the money. And if you can't afford it, find work hard. Because if you have to buy, if you can buy,
money this way, people, you know, I don't know
what's better.
Yeah, because if you have to buy a baby feeding for AIDS, for
the woman, the reaction, the woman,
exactly.
Reaction.
What happens after?
But yeah. I mean,
only a woman gets pregnant. It's all well and good to say to you, Coffee, choose better women. because many better women give jacket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know them.
So, just like it's easier for we go uptown party, go sleep with three girls on the first night we meet them, than it is to go down in the garrison and go find some girl and say, oh, where you take me for one night thing you bring up? So let's not, let's put it right across the board. What you need to do is try to convince women to make better lifestyle choices.
And that is why I want to say to you, it should not just be about the women, it's men too.
Mm-hmm. Of course, it's the men too. I'm saying the campaign has always been about us.
Let me tell you this. You see, in the cases where it's deliberate, sometimes the woman them know, so them are breed already. And them find you a little socks and say, yo, I'm going to run peace for him because I'm going to raise the youth.
Been there, done.
You see, when the man them learn, say, yo, brother, sometimes them girls can keep them pum pum to themselves. We don't need it. Or, be better, use a condom.
Yeah. Or.
That's always my message. You know. You use a boot. If you never use a boot, then you can't blame nobody but yourself.
It can break too.
And if it breaks, mm-hmm. then we can't blame luck. We can't say, boy, you're unfortunate.
There's no such thing. But that's a different conversation. But I like the fact that you mentioned, I think you mentioned something about, I mean, educating the men as well, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
But for women, I agree with the life decision, the life choices. So even your scenario about the done and the nerd, right? So if I am in this situation or this is my life with this person over here, I don't think my way of getting out of this particular situation, let's say it's an unhappy situation, I don't want to be in this situation. The option of getting out of this is not to go and sleep with somebody else. To me, I think just analyzing your own life as a woman, knowing where you are, where you want to be, and whatever the case is, sleeping with somebody else can create a problem. So why are you making that decision? That decision causes problems too.
No, because the woman them want more than one man. I know that them want to get out of anything. Mm. They don't want to get out. So, you know, you would tell the man a while ago after 10 years, said baby daddy and him can make a decision to stay. You don't really want
to. Devil's advocate.
You don't want to. No, what I'm saying is that is what really got you hold the woman mind. Mm-hmm. Them don't want him left. It's not like say them want a different life. Them want this life. Mm-hmm. And them still want youth, so them want him stay. Mm-hmm. But them
the body. But check yourself, man. There are consequences.
You see the shot away you're doing. Mm-hmm. The shot away you're doing. When you always go early Mondays, Freaky Fridays, dotted this, whatever. And your life that.
Yeah.
Any boy or girl this, yo. You know already.
Say from yourself. But why your man?
Him now got a breakfast party.
And you want to go
him now have a zimmy and them something there.
And you want to go to
so once you tell him, say, you're your girls, them are girls, are you a nerdy girl?
Because so he don't go with his girlfriends them.
So YOLO.
With over girlfriends.
No, the girl. Why she can't go with her girlfriends? I'm just saying, stay out of trouble, there are consequences.
No, she have some girlfriend for that, and she have some life for this. I'm saying she is so choices, YOLO. Choices.
Yo, you see, because you're so wholesome, but I'm going to lift the veil for you. You see, you might, this is you speaking from your individual perspective. Mm-hmm. But, and it's not a bad perspective to have, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, stay out of trouble. But the heart wants what the heart wants. And sometimes them girls decide, say, yo, yeah, cool, all well and good, but him do it the way I'm going to like, so I'm going to circle him. And then when she go around there, she's going to breed for that man.
So why not leave the man there?
Oh, you're going to leave the man? Oh. And do what? Where are you going to run away and go? Because you have a runway at this point, you know.
But not only that, me never tell you something more deal with you. So whether me do it right for you or not.
You're the nerd or the done.
You're the nerd.
Me a creep.
Okay.
No, you're not. So what does you come here from?
You might be saying do it right in this situation.
If you come here from, I said do it right. I get it good, right? Mm-hmm. You could have decided anything you want to decide. Me not have to decide.
But that's agree.
Yeah, suppose I decide, say, you know, I don't want a relationship with you. Then, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
In other words, ladies, close your legs, think.
But you can't go in with it closed, though. You know.
Trust me. I've seen it.
I'm just saying, there are consequences for every action.
But I want something nice.
Who faces the consequences? No, talk about it. Who faces the consequences?
The women.
Remember, you know, a man faces the result, you know. Mm-hmm. A woman faces the consequences.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you alone pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
You say you're pregnant and you come to me and tell me, say, you know what, I have this child. You're going to have an abortion. Me tell you, say, I love you. And years with them now, it'll kill me if you get rid of it. You decide. Well, fuck you. You walk in a place, do it and come back. Me not a choice. Picture, if you did say you're pregnant, and me tell you, say, listen me, me no want to have nothing to do with this. You know where you call me? That dirty junker.
What is father?
Who me get the front. Now that you breed and this baby I come, now me I take on myself. Oh, one of my choice, since you entitled, you see life funny? As man, me chain to your reproductivity in ways that you not chain to me.
True.
And as such, is a choice you make. When you tell me that the child at 7 is not mine, you ask me now if you make choices, but a choice right? You make long time and calculate. Mm. You see when we gone, don't sit on your nail tech in the salon and tell people, say, me's a junker.
No man, do it, but you can't do it.
No man, do it.
You can't do it.
Because you not tell them, son of my pitney.
You can't do it.
Nothing them, you don't want them shame. You don't want them shame, you know. You are trying to tell them, say, me gone. Why? Him just pack up and gone. You now look upon them and say, me tell him, son of him pitney.
So watch this. Is it what you would do right there, son? And without realizing it.
And this is true.
It's two things I want to explore from that. But without realizing it, you just said, it's like you put the responsibility on the man, you said the man then tied to the woman reproductivity in a way so they don't want to be. I see when you realize that, and I preach a message again, use boots for that.
100.
You know what I'm saying? Really and truly, I think that the man may realize, say, yo, you are tied to this woman's reproductivity, whether you want it or not, unless you mitigate that. Now granted, not 100%, but for the most part, it should. But the man them always leave it, and this is something we need to talk to the youth them about, because the youth them always leave it to the woman to determine. Because more time, you know, if the woman says she don't want to use books, you know, 9 out of 10 times.
Yeah, man, they just let it go.
And after the first 3 times you use it, you realize all of a sudden it become okay to go without.
3 months?
No, man, 3 times.
3 times?
Me I said to you, the same woman who did tell us it.
On the run service school of the life, you
know. No. I'm saying to you, bro, when you start young and you're coming up, condoms was always something that in the mind. You say we are creatures of nature.
Yeah.
When me and you start this night, and we are say, in this moment, and we are say, is minutes in, she said, shit, you know, no, but fuck it, all right. And we are hope for the best.
I can't relate.
A lot of shit happened. By the way, I don't know if you've ever been that man who knows and use a condom that did not break. Mm-hmm. And hear a woman said to you down the road, mm-hmm, pregnant, you know. We are talking about mm-hmm, son of my own. And when she do something, come yourself. Come sit down and say, coffee, dirty coffee.
Don't come by my first name.
And people start to say, so bro, no, you never sleep with that. Yeah, man. Well, wait. You think I could be a man out there, old, youth,
yeah,
where them know, in their mind, them all are calculate. We shut up about in a gender. We never sleep with her in a gender.
To me, that's a voluntary step.
You can't take no more argument and problem. Yeah. You mash up my life.
No, you're a voluntary step. You're a voluntary step. To me, that makes you a voluntary stepfather.
Enough man need blessings, them need blessings.
And then rock with it. If you do that, even in a space, the kudos to you, because you don't need fathers in.
Straight.
Isn't it? They need fathers.
So, because the one
that.
And even if you find out, even if when you do the DNA test, you find out sign of yours, you're always free for. Bingo, alright, that means you have to wrap up. We hear the bell, that means you have to wrap up in less than 1 minute.
We're done.
The client, no, there is something that I wanted to mention.
Alright.
You know me, man. Do we know that there are legal actions that can be taken for paternity fraud? Under Jamaican law.
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
Under Jamaican law, if a woman knowingly misidentifies the father of her child, she can be fined Jamaican $250,000 or 3 months in jail in prison.
That's good.
No. And I'm not even know it. So now, when the man them find out, that press charges against them wicked girl, I want to know, man.
But remember the operative word, knowingly.
And also, I also want to say this, as in a closing, women, I understand sometimes it's not easy. You know what I mean? You find yourself pregnant and you don't know what the father, but.
Just make better choices, to be honest. That's really. And I'm far from perfect. I'm far from it. Far from it, right? And I like that you mentioned, you know, removing the veil or whatever. Maybe sometimes I can be in a little bubble and not understanding how other persons live, but I do think there are some things that just don't mistakenly happen. Sometimes absolutely. You put yourself in situations, you still just, you're accountable for yourself at the end of the day. When mother gone, father gone, people around you gone, you have yourself and you have to live with choices.
Accountability.
You just have to.
Accountability. Yeah,
none of us fall into vagina.
I don't think so.
He has.
Yeah.
But generally, it doesn't happen.
Because sometimes,
I was a precipice this. To blow.
In hindsight, you will find yourself, I don't know so much I realize how that is all gone. But, I think that's like I watch TV.
Oh! You were wrapping up, weren't you?
Yeah, the topic done. We'll move to the next topic. Trump first day in office, him sign out, him sign a bag of thing. How do you feel? All right, do you feel safe?
I don't want to talk about the fellow.
Man, it's safe.
So. I don't live in the States. All right. So.
With that said, we chat for a while. We can arrest that one,
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
We can arrest that one. DJ Yolo, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Do you have anything upcoming you want to tell the people about?
Well, I'm going to be playing at a birthday party this Friday.
Are we invited?
Yes.
Do we have to bring something?
Discovery Bay.
Discovery Bay. Oh, so I forgot, yes.
Yeah.
Tall.
And tall.
Yeah.
But it's an all-female lineup, which is pretty cool.
So all right.
Bob, Bad Girl Marie.
What drive?
Us.
You got Bad Girl Marie.
It's a really good vibe.
You Bad Girl Marie and with?
Nova.
Nice setup.
Nova.
Nice lineup.
All
female.
Yeah.
And not just all females, and a bad too.
Yeah. Bad females.
Thank you. Nice.
But you see, with my face, tall and gas. We just walk in
with your feet. Oh.
Well, there is a cover charge.
No, we can't cover nothing because with my face, tall and gas, if we just walk in, mm-hmm. I already won.
Famous face. Alright. Yeah. People know your faces.
Famous face. You have anything I found?
Me?
No, let me give you my phone.
We Salvation winning a lot of numbers and I suppose we're doing something called, what do you call these things? What is it called again? What's it called? Yeah.
Program.
With just me when I'm got a job, but I don't know what. But
when it's happening, another
not now come other that than tomorrow.
All right, vibes. Where am I going?
Oh man, all of my things are going. We're not ready to talk about them yet.
All right, stay tuned to the show. Album just released.
So I don't know when this going here, but yeah. So last Friday, I dropped a video for one of the songs on my EP called Onion. The EP is called Unload, but the song is called Onion. And I dropped a video for that. That's doing very well.
People, please go and watch that video.
Yeah.
Big up Rada Ruiz. That's her name?
Yeah, Rada. Yeah.
Rada.
Yeah. Bad Dance.
You should come on the morning
dancer.
Show.
Bad Dance.
Fame 95
FM. All right.
See that? Invitation. Yeah, cross-platform business.
The proceeding was brought to you in part by Yolo invites Craig.
You can't please.
Of course, please. Thank you so much.
You are so right.
For joining us for another week. Yeah. This has been Unscripted. We can't leave without a word to our sponsor, Ice and Plastic.
How people find
can I,
this
can
show?
Can I come with nicer glasses?
But of course, you can come decorate.
Can I tell everybody how them can look
can
for this show?
You can come and find the show. I mean, chances are you're watching it, so.
No,
but I mean, you can
somebody
also,
need to tell
you can also check us out on the socials. We're going to have the. We're going to have the social handles on the screen next time, so you can check out the Instagram,
word about
Twitter,
people
Blue
will be able
Sky,
to just tell somebody.
All of them things. Okay. Yeah, we're going to start getting active on the socials now that we have content. So,
fun stuff.
Until next week, this has been Unscripted.
Yo, yellow.
She's a manism.